the Gospel according to John, chapter 5, verses 1 to 18. After this, there was a Jewish festival, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, in Jerusalem, next to the sheep pool, there is a pool called Bethesda, in Hebrew, which has five porticos, and under these were crowds of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed. One man there had an illness which had lasted 38 years, and when Jesus saw him lying there and knew it, he had been in that condition for a long time, he said, "Do you want to be well again?" "Sir," replied the sick man, "I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is disturbed, and while I am still on the way, someone else gets down before me." And Jesus said, "Get up, pick up your sleeping mat, and walk around." The man was cured at once, and he picked up his mat and started to walk around. Now, that day happened to be the Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who had been cured, "It is the Sabbath, and you are not allowed to carry your sleeping mat." He replied, "But the man who cured me told me, 'Pick up your mat and walk around.'" And they asked, "Who is this man who said to you, 'Pick up your mat and walk around'?" The man had no idea who it was, since Jesus had disappeared as the place was crowded. After a while, Jesus met him in the temple and said, "Now you are well again. Do not sin any more, or something worse may happen to you." The man went back and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had cured him. It was because he did things like this on the Sabbath that the Jews began to harass Jesus. His answer to them was, "My Father still goes on working, and I am at work too. But that only made the Jews even more intent on killing him, because not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he spoke of God as his own Father, and so made himself God's equal. It may seem a strange question that Jesus should ask the man lying beside the pool at the House of Mercy. "Do you want to be cured?" He had been there for 38 years. Of course he wanted to be cured. But the man's answer is also strange. We might think he would say, "Oh yes, yes, please, I want to be cured." But he didn't. He gave an excuse. "I have no one to put me into the water when the water is disturbed." He made an excuse. And I wonder, is it stretching it too far to think that maybe today Jesus is asking us the same question? Do you really want to be a close follower of mine? Do you want to be a saint? And instead of saying yes, in case that would involve too much, and instead of saying no, which would seem a terrible denial, we give an excuse. "Well, I'm very busy. Well, I have a large family. Well, I'm very busy with my work. I am the prior or the bursar of a community. Very busy." And we give an excuse. And today's gospel asks us that question. Look, what are our priorities? What do we really want? The story is a sort of run-in to the story that we read later in John, in chapter 9, the man at the pool of Siloam. And yet it is at this point that Jesus runs counter to the Jews. Jesus' provocative statement is reinforced when he is talking to the Jews, when he compares his activity with God's creative work, even on a Sabbath. And for the first time, the Jews want to kill him as a blasphemer. I think we need to ask the Lord today to help us to have an openness and a clarity. What are we about? Do we just want to keep rules and things that satisfies God? Or are we prepared to let the creative Jesus, the Jesus who is doing the creative God's work, be creative in our lives and make of us what we could be? Amen.